The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is only 2 days old, and already both sides claim it's been violated. At issue are the circumstances surrounding the killing today of a Palestinian by the Israeli military. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Gaza City.
It's early afternoon. Rain sweeps in from the sea. The potholed lanes of Gaza turn into rivers. In a mosque near the beach, Friday prayers are underway. Ismail Haniyeh is here. He's the political leader of Hamas in Gaza. When the ceasefire was announced Wednesday night, Gazans took to the streets to celebrate. Prayers end, and the imam cranks up the triumphalist mood again. Men line up to shake Haniyeh by the hand. He nods and smiles. Palestinian officials say more than 160 people were killed during Israel's 8-day military offensive. Hamas lost men, building, infrastructure, and, say the Israelis, significant numbers of weapons. Its military commander in Gaza was assassinated. Yet Hamas is striving to present itself as the victor. Not far away, though, the mood is very different.
I'm in a crowd of young men, hundreds of them, marching through the streets, and a few feet from me, they're carrying a body, that of a young man. It's swaddled in a green flag, a Hamas flag. It's on a stretcher. They are flourishing the flags of the Palestinian factions. They're carrying this young man to the mosque for his burial.
The dead man is Anwar Qudir. He was 20. Qudir was in the southern end of the Gaza Strip when he was shot by Israel's armed forces. The Israeli army says a crowd of Palestinians approached the fence sealing Gaza from Israel. Some tried to break through the fence, it says. Israeli soldiers unleashed warning shots. When these were ignored, they shot at the crowd's legs. That's not how Qudir's family tells the story. They say he and his relatives went to the area to check out their farmland. The land has lain fallow for years, as it's within an Israeli-imposed no-go zone by the fence. The crowd thought the ceasefire agreement allowed them to reclaim their land and grow crops close to the fence, explains Qudir's cousin Yusuf. The bullet that killed Qudir hit him in the face, says another cousin, Ihad, who says he was there when it happened.
We were very happy about the ceasefire. That's why we went to see our lands today. But when we went there, Israelis shot him in cold blood.
Qudir's death will not end the ceasefire, but this is a fragile truce in a landscape flooded with distrust. Now that distrust is deeper still. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gaza.